And what did you discuss with her when this treatment was beginning in terms of potential side effects and toxicity, and what did she actually experience?
Well, with aflibercept, there's the same sort of potential as bevacizumab for hypertension and proteinuria. So she knew that risk factor. I did tell her specifically with aflibercept, though, there's a higher potential for neutropenia, which she did experience. And we hadn't seen that previously in her other regimens. She also had a little bit more diarrhea, and she had a macular rash that was raised red, mostly on her forehead and cheeks. Not symptomatic, not pruritic, not bothersome, nothing like an EGFR-induced rash, but, noticeable. And those risks she was willing to accept for a benefit.
I guess we're still trying to tease out exactly the potential side effects and toxicity with aflibercept, but what you talked about it maybe having a little more toxicity than seen, for example, with bevacizumab. And I've heard people talk about the fact that it sort of seems like there's maybe more chemotoxicity in these patients. And I've heard people say that maybe the normal tissues don't sort of rebound, the marrow, et cetera, maybe doesn't rebound as well, which is maybe why they get more neutropenia. What actually happened? Did she have an infection with the neutropenia?
No, but she went from a normal count, about 4,000, to about 900. She did that a few times. We actually did end up reducing the dose of the aflibercept. She did better, but actually, I just saw her about 2 weeks ago, and she called complaining of fever, rigors, chills, and she was very neutropenic. Her neutrophil count was only 500, and that was at her nadir, about 7 days after her chemotherapy. So I suspect we're going to give her an extra week off, but when I see her again, I think we'll have to further dose reduce the aflibercept. It's interesting. It does seem to somehow potentiate the effects of the irinotecan a little bit because you definitely have more of the neutropenia and the diarrhea, but I don't think that's ever been, studied, but